I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Today, I'm proud to welcome and offer the strong support of the United States for the applications of two great democracies and two close, highly capable partners to join the strongest, most powerful defensive alliance in the history of the world. Two proud, independent countries exercising the sovereign right all states possess to decide their own security. President Nisto, you are, and Prime Minister Anderson, it's a great honor to have both of you here at the White House as Finland and Sweden began the process of joining NATO. It was out of the wreckage of World War II that NATO was formed. And in seven decades that followed, NATO has proved itself an indispensable alliance, committed to a Europe whole, free, and at peace. But in recent years, doubts began to arise. Was NATO still relevant? Was it still effective? Is it still needed in the 21st century world? Today, there is no question. NATO is relevant. It is effective. And is more needed now than ever. The indispensable alliance of decades past is still the indispensable alliance for the world we face today, and I would argue tomorrow as well. And the decision of Sweden and Finland, the one they have made, is testament to that commitment. This is about the future. It's about a revived NATO that has the tools and resources, the clarity and conviction to defend our shared values and lead the world. Sweden and Finland are already among our closest partners on a range of issues, from strengthening peace and stability to advancing human rights to taking on the climate crisis and addressing food insecurity, from strengthening the global health to promoting development. Finnish and Swedish troops have already serve shoulder to shoulder with U.S. and NATO forces in Kosovo, in Afghanistan, and in Iraq. And both Finland and Sweden are already working in coordination with the United States and our other allies and partners to support the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom against Russia's invasion. Sweden and Finland have strong democratic institutions, strong militaries, and strong and transparent economies, and a strong moral sense of what is right. They meet every NATO requirement, and then some. And having two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board. Today, the President, the Prime Minister, and I had a very good discussion about NATO accession, about the war in Ukraine, and strengthening transatlantic security. And today, I'm proud to assure them that they have the full, total, complete backing of the United States of America. Today, my administration is submitting to the United States Congress reports on NATO accession for both countries so the Senate can efficiently and quickly move on advising and consenting to the treaty. The bottom line is simple, quite straightforward. Finland and Sweden make NATO stronger, not just because of their capacity, but their strong, strong democracies. And a strong, united NATO is the foundation of America's security. By joining NATO, allies make a sacred commitment to one another, that an attack on one is an attack against all. It's Article 5 of the Washington Treaty and the core building block of our alliance. And the only time in history Article 5 has been invoked was after 9/11, when the United States was attacked and all our allies rallied to our side. The United States will never forget that. And we will never fail in our pledge to defend every single inch of NATO territory. I welcome Sweden and Finland choosing that responsibility as well. This is going to benefit all of our people. And today, the President, Prime Minister, and I committed that we're going to work together to remain vigilant against the threats to our shared security and deter and confront any aggression while Finland and Sweden are in this accession process. There's nothing going to be missed, as my mother would say, between the cup and the lip. We're in once it is moving forward. I really mean it. I really mean it. So let me be clear. New members joining NATO is not a threat to any nation. It never has been. NATO's purpose is to defend against aggression. That's its purpose, to defend. In the face of aggression, NATO has not grown weaker or more divided. It has grown stronger, more united. With Finland and Sweden's decision to request membership in NATO, it'll be enhanced for all time. Standing together today, we reject the bloody creed that might makes right, and we declare more powerful creed, all for one and one for all, because what NATO makes strong isn't just our enormous military capacity, but our commitment to each other, to its values. NATO's an alliance of choice, not coercion. This is a victory for democracy in action. Finland and Sweden are seeking to join NATO because their citizens demanded it, and their elected leaders heard them.
That was the President's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.